KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy, windy, and 23 degrees in Atlantic with a wind chill of 7 degrees above zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street here in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Our forecast for today, we look for cloudy skies, a chance of light snow less than 1/2 inch, and a high around 29. In the news, Anita and Wyota fire crews were called to the scene of a semi-tractor trailer fire at around 4:23 a.m. today. The incident happened just east of 770th and White Pole Road. There were no injuries reported and additional details were not immediately available. Firefighters from Anita and Wyota were also called to the scene of a residential fire at 1810 Main Street in Anita late Friday night. The crews were dispatched just before midnight, and when they first arrived on the scene, there was smoke but no fire. Wyota Fire was then told to disregard. Fire Chief Eric Stephenson spoke with the occupant of the home who had managed to extinguish the flames before firefighters arrived. The home sustained minor damage and crews were on the scene for just under 2 hours on Friday into early Saturday morning. The Iowa State Patrol says a man from California suffered severe injuries during a crash between two semi-tractor trailers on Interstate 80 westbound in Adair County. The crash happened at around 3:42 p.m. Saturday near Stewart. Authorities said a 2019 Volvo truck driven by 32-year-old Alexander Kucherenko of Fort Myers, Florida, was stopped in westbound traffic in the right lane due to the left lane being temporarily blocked from a separate crash up ahead. A 2017 Freightliner truck driven by 32-year-old Masood Babak of Livermore, California, was also heading west on the interstate and was approaching the Volvo at interstate speed. Babak couldn't stop in time. He tried to avoid hitting the Volvo by steering to the right lane, but his semi struck the right rear of the Volvo's trailer. Babak, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Stewart Rescue to Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Kucherenko was not injured in the crash. The Freightliner was considered a total loss. Stewart police assisted the state patrol at the scene. Officials of the Stewart Fire Department posted on their social media page over the weekend that their crews were very busy responding to multiple emergency calls over a 24-hour-plus period. At about 6:20 p.m. on Friday, Stewart Fire was called into service for a baler fire north of Stewart. As that call was wrapping up, they were requested at the scene of a diesel spill in front of the Stewart McDonald's restaurant. Just before 8 a.m. on Saturday, Stewart Fire was paged out for an attic fire in town. Dexter Fire assisted at the scene. At around 2:30 p.m. Saturday, crews were called to a single vehicle accident involving a Mini Cooper on westbound I-80 at the 92-mile marker. And while returning to the station, and about 30 minutes later, there was a secondary accident at the same location. Upon completion of their assignment, crews responded at around 3:40 p.m. on Saturday to the accident involving the two semis, as I mentioned, on Interstate 80 at mile marker 93. The body of a missing Nebraska man was pulled from an icy Iowa pond on Saturday. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said the body of 39-year-old George McNamara was pulled out from water after a search. He'd been reported missing from Bellevue, Nebraska since December 22nd. Officials say a car crash was reported on that date near the Mormon Bridge. Deputies found the vehicle, but no driver. Authorities found McNamara's body Saturday after a dive team searched a pond near the crash site. An autopsy was planned. Bullets from a .40-caliber gun struck a house early Sunday morning, last Sunday morning, that is, in Page County. The sheriff's office says that around 2:37 a.m. on December 22nd, authorities received a call about bullets hitting a house at 1465 Highway 2. The residents said they heard something hit the house and upon investigation found bullets had struck a chair in the residence after passing through a wall. Bullets were recovered from the residence and casings were found on Highway 2. Officials say it appears that unknown persons had fired at a road sign along Highway 2. The bullets traveled through the sign and into the residence. The signs on the highway had been replaced within the past couple of weeks prior. Evidence from the scene will be sent to the DCI crime lab for further analysis and possible identifying of suspects. The Page County Sheriff's Office says if you have any information on that incident, you're asked to call them at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. You may be eligible for a Crime Stoppers reward of up to $1,000. In the funeral announcements, Lawrence R. Clausen, age 90, of rural Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lawrence Clausen will be this morning at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Audrey Stetzel, age 80, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Audrey Stetzel will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Richard Peterson, age 85, of Anita, died Thursday. Funeral services for Richard Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Leonard Gravy, age 94, of Harlan, died Thursday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Leonard Gravy will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arnold Goody, age 95, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Arnold Goody will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dr. Gary Wayne Jorgensen, age 78, of Harlan, died December 24th. A memorial service for Dr. Gary Jorgensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Samantha Sammy Long, age 17, of Creston, died December 22nd in an accident. A celebration of life service for Sammy Long will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Orient Maxburg School Gymnasium. Powers Funeral Home in Creston has arrangements. Ernest Zickafoos, age 64, of Bayard, died Friday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Ernest Zickafoos will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Victoria Michelson, age 67, of Walnut, died December 26th. A memorial service for Victoria Lee Michelson will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Rick Anderson, age 58, of Atlantic, died December 15th. A celebration of life with the family of Rick Anderson will be held January 4th from noon until 3 p.m. at 411 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Craig Lawrence McFarland, age 60, of Stewart, died December 25th. A gathering of family and friends of Craig McFarland will be on Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Stewart American Legion Building. Johnson Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.